In order to properly podcast, I need to pour myself a glass of Jack Daniel today. So,
you know what? I'm going to use this as the intro. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Red Light Roundtable.
Hello.
Hello.
We're back.
Hello.
Did you miss us?
Oh. I missed us.
I missed us, too.
I missed you guys the most because I wasn't here last time.
That's true.
Sad.
We had a pretty fun episode last week talking with Mike Smith of Film Book Cast. He's a good guy.
I consumed an awful lot of his Nicolas Cage podcast.
It's pretty good.
It's quite good.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Thank you for everyone who listened to that episode last week. We had a lot of fun recording it. Yeah, he was my classmate in college who we hung out a lot. Him and I finished many a bottle or a box of Yingling because we drank that by the boxes. On that note, I am Connor, a.k.a. C. Cage. Joining me at the roundtable this week is...
Hi, my name is AJ. You can call me Echo. I'm back.
I'm JT. I'm pretty sure Echo was fired last week, but somehow...
Yeah, how did he get back?
Yeah. I changed my avatar, that's how.
No, that's true.
And I finally settled on some socials, guys. It happened.
Okay, what are you now?
I am at Real Josh Dore.
Okay.
On Twitter first.
All right.
And on Twitch, I'm just Josh Dore.
So, what is this, 7 episodes now, and you've changed your Twitter handle how many times?
I think I've had 3.
Okay.
Yeah, it definitely at least 3.
We're almost at every other episode you've changed your Twitter.
I'm going for a record.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
All right.
So, well, for all of you listening, if you can successfully guess what JT's next Twitter handle will be, I'll give you $1. You have until the week after this podcast airs to submit your guesses to me on Twitter at EchoDV.
And if you get it right, you get his Twitter handle.
Yeah, you get JT's Twitter handle and $1.
It's just yours now.
Wait a minute. I didn't agree to any of this.
Ah, too bad. Okay. I didn't know your password.
Wow.
It's on the internet now.
Can't I hacked.
Well, damn it. Rip me.
Yep.
This is how we do it.
This is not how we do it.
This is our dance break. This is
precisely not how we do it.
Anyway, we got an interesting week this week, because not only do we have the Roman Reigns exhibition that was the Elimination Chamber, we also had the Stage 2 of the Overwatch League beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful not to see Mercy in every game.
That's exactly where I was going. I love to see that top-tier Lucio play.
Oh, people
getting blasted off of ledges.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Oh, man, that felt good. So good to see.
I got to be completely honest. I watched, I think, one match this week. So
I actually watched quite a bit.
Yeah, I watched a lot. It was great.
This start of Stage 2 has been really divine. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I'm liking this because the first week of Stage 1 felt so like unpredictable. No one knew what was going to happen. And even though it's the same season, this kind of feels like it too, because a new patch, new game, basically.
Yeah, the meta changed up quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of different team comps this game.
What was the team that just kept bringing out like random comps? Like at one point, there was a Doomfist thrown out.
Wasn't that Boston?
I think, yeah, it was Boston.
Yeah.
They just whipped out.
Because Dreamcaster played like 7 or 8 different heroes in that game.
Yeah, he started out as something that is like, oh, screw it, Doomfist time.
Yeah, Dream Casper is the Tom Brady of the Overwatch League.
Doomfist is ready. Okay, I'm done.
I was just having flashbacks to our custom game where it was nothing but Meteor Strike.
Oh my god, that was amazing.
Meteor Strike.
We made for those of you out of the loop, which is everyone, we made a custom game with 8 people where we were allowed to play as Doomfist, and gravity was set to 0. And where there was unlimited cooldowns, so we just kept doing Meteor Fist and the uppercut one, so we were just floating.
Yep.
You can actually, there's actually a video of it on my YouTube channel, I believe.
Yeah,
you were streaming that day, weren't you? Or you were?
I was, and someone else was.
Oh.
I may have been. I don't know because I was able to save video from somewhere.
Yeah, I was able to save the play of the game highlight.
It was me. Because yeah, I just went crazy and just
fisted the best.
Yeah,
but that's where you glitched out and you were like doing like hyper punches.
Yeah, it was like instead of the normal cooldown, it was less than a normal cooldown. So instead of like one punch per second, it was five punches per second.
Yeah. Well, I know this stage has caused JT to have a new main.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I'll talk about your newfound love for a certain Hispanic hero.
Yeah. My God. Sombra. Wow. So, you know, I didn't know what she was all about. Like, I played her, like, once before reading what she did. Then I saw some of these pros, you know, kind of harassing with her. And I'm like, oh, damn. This is how I roll. I mean, I love it. So I gave her a try, and I was just totally cleaning house. So I may have found my bae.
Yeah.
Your bae.
My bae.
Well, we're very happy for you.
Thank you. Now I can play Moira and Sombra semi-competently.
No, those were two good people to main. I think everyone should play support, but that would be a really boring game.
Yeah.
I'm a support main. As I've made very clear, Lucio is my boy. I have not played recently, though, because Civilization, but we'll get to that in a bit.
And Fortnite.
And Fortnite, which I guess those are the only games I played this week, so I already have my answer for that question later.
Yeah, well, what a horrible time to be alive when we've got, you know, there's such
so
a
many games.
Choice of fun games.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'll get into my Civilization binge over the last week in a couple minutes because it was bad.
I apologize, Cage.
Yeah. yeah, looking ahead at this week's schedule, when the day this comes out, we have Seoul Dynasty versus the Dallas Fuel, Los Angeles Valiant versus San Francisco Shock, and the Gladiators against the Shanghai Dragons. Those are some good games. Shanghai looks a lot better. They're still losing, but they do look better.
Burn, Fuel, burn.
Have they played Yuguri yet?
No, because she has had some visa issues.
Ah, okay.
I don't know when she's coming in, but I'm sure we'll know later. Okay.
That'll be exciting to see.
Yeah, that will be cool.
I'm looking forward to it. I don't think Zarya gets played enough, so
no.
It'll be nice to see somebody who is like super competent with her.
Yeah,
they were playing Zarya a lot over.
Boston plays Zarya.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Boston switches up its team comps a lot, which is nice to see. Even like during the Mercy meta, they were switching it up. Because they weren't just running like D.Va, Mercy, Zenyatta, Tracer, Genji, and another random guy. They were switching it up a lot.
Are any of you guys by chance watching Raw right now?
I am not.
Nah.
All right. So there was last night at Elimination Chamber, there was a dude wearing a neon green shirt. He stuck out with a hat. He looked kind of rednecky. He's in the front row again tonight on Raw.
Wasn't he the one that... Nikki beat her
on other shows.
Is it Hat Guy? Because that's a thing.
I don't know. He's got a big smiley face shirt. It's neon green. You can't miss him. He's like center front row for all the camera shots. He's got the little soul patch thing going. he was there last night though. Like,
well,
and I can swear I
get him on the podcast.
Yeah, we gotta meet this man.
I want to know his secrets.
How do you do this? Show me the way.
Oh God. Speaking of Elimination Chamber.
Elimination Chamber.
We had some pretty fun turnout to the Elimination Chamber watch party in the Discord channel last night.
Oh heck yeah.
It was good.
It was international, boys.
It was international. British friend from the pond who shows up with this podcast whenever he wants to.
Keep submitting those questions. He'll get to them someday.
Yeah. We actually did. We were so invested in our movie discussion last week that we forgot to do Ask a Brit. But I do have questions for that from last week that we will get to at some other point whenever he decides to grace us with his presence. It is a little awkward to play God Save the Queen every time he comes in, though, but, you know, it's tradition.
Yeah, you learn to deal with it.
Yeah. Last night was historic in two ways because we saw the first ever women's elimination chamber.
How many times did they say it last night?
Too many. If we made a drinking game, we'd be dead.
Worse than dead. We'd probably be like double dead.
We get so drunk that we would die and then come back to life.
Oh, no, no.
Uh-oh.
I think we lost AJ.
We did lose AJ.
Oh, this is going to be good. I wonder if we just killed the podcast.
Maybe we did.
Oh, no. We can blame Comcast.
Yeah.
It's Comcastic. This podcast is not sponsored by Comcast.
It is not. It's sponsored by Anti-Comcast.
Yeah, I think I'm stuck with Charter for a while.
I mean, I say this on Xfinity Wi-Fi, where I'm on the broadband right now, so I know they're listening, so hey.
Hey.
All right, we are back.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And I'm back.
Yay.
Again. So
please provide your patronage to the sponsors in the commercial that just preceded this segment.
Coming back. Yep.
Smooth.
Yep. Yeah, and now we're back from outer space. You just walked in to find you here. We're at the place.
And now we've been content dragged.
Yep. You're welcome.
RIP podcast.
Anyway.
Speaking of you're welcome, The Rock was not at Elimination Chamber.
But his family sure as shit was.
Yeah. They were.
And we had two of The Rock's cousins performing last night with... Well, let's talk about... We'll get to that in a second. So we started with talking about the Women's Elimination Chamber. And what do you guys think of that? It was
different. I mean, it wasn't horrible. I mean, it was... I don't know. I don't know what to think of it. I mean, it was the first, yeah, but I wish they would have made something more of it.
I thought
end it pretty quickly.
It was pretty quick. Like, people were out before everyone was in. That makes sense. I mean, that happened in one, but that kind of also made sense because three people started in that. I thought it was sloppy at points. There were a lot of, especially like when they were jumping into the cage. Like it was just, oh, my leg is now supposed to be stuck in the cage. Help me. Or my arms have been placed through two holes in the cage and I am now stuck. Help me. Stuff like that. But I mean, I thought it was enjoyable.
I mean, it was entertaining. It was a good way to kick off the show for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One thing that just confuses me about Sasha Banks, is she a heel? Is she not? I don't know.
And see, she doesn't even pull it off right. Like, yeah. It's like she goes too far one way and then too far the other way. I think she would do pretty well if she kind of navigated like in the center of both and just, you know, had heel tendencies and face tendencies, if that makes any sense. Yeah. Like, and she would be a really good gray superstar if she could pull it off.
Yeah. Which is what she did in NXT.
Yeah.
Which, again, this is going to sound like I'm the typical NXT better than WWE fan, which, I mean, has its merit. But in NXT, Bayley was like a superhero, and Sasha Banks was her arch nemesis. And that's why that rivalry was so good, because they fed off each other so well. Sasha Banks was everything that Bayley wasn't. So it was like, I don't know, it was like a whole superhero story going on there, which is why that takeover match in Brooklyn was so iconic, because it was like, it was a year buildup or something crazy like that. Because Bayley was like the underdog for such a long time that she finally beat Sasha Banks on a really big stage. What that match was career changing for them. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but it's, if you haven't seen it, it's not only, it's obviously the best women's match I've ever seen, but it's also one of the best matches I've ever seen. They're just those two are just have so much talent, and it's just such a shame that they're not being used correctly on the roster. And I know, I mean, there's like,
I see what they're trying to do with Bayley and Sasha. Like, they're trying to get some of that back that they had in NXT, but I think they just went way too far with Bayley. And then whenever they try to correct with Sasha, they take her way too far. And I don't know, it just doesn't feel natural.
Yeah, I agree. Bayley just, I don't know. I love Bayley, and it's so hard just to see her like this right now. But I don't know. I don't know. Like, again, I'm not a professional wrestling booker, so I don't know how they can, what they can do. But
just, do you have a Booker T?
Well, everyone has a little bit of Booker T inside them.
I mean, looking real jacked, baby.
Yeah. You can't see me right now. I'm jacked.
Looking real jacked, baby.
I mean, I walk good. Like 6 miles a day at work, so my calves are pretty on point.
Oh, there's so many directions we could take this. But instead, we'll just transition into Nia Jax
versus Asuka. Rock's cousin number one of the night. which this match was just... So we just talked about the best women's match ever. This one, it wasn't the worst.
It was pretty garbo, though.
It was just kind of there. They both could do better.
It was one of those matches where the outcome was so like easy to see that you might as well just have had them come out and say, here's the thing, here's the winner, okay, bye.
Yeah, right?
I will say there was only one memorable thing like from that match. Yes. Nia Jax, for some reason, I don't know why. Maybe it was because Asuka screams a lot, but Nia Jax was on her knees and she got up and just shrieked bloody murder, like, like she sounded like a Jurassic Park dinosaur almost. And then Asuka just walks up and kicks her right in the face.
I think Asuka yelled at her too, and then kicked her in the face.
So it was beautiful. I mean, that was
amazing.
Usually when something makes the Discord crack up like little girls, like, you know, once you get Connolly going, then I get going. And Nestle does the same thing. He has such an infectious laugh that he wasn't there. Yeah, he wasn't there. But oh, my gosh. Wow.
That was easily the best part of the match.
Easily.
But it was like, we brought this up yesterday in the, when we were watching it too, like, what was it? The whole Nia Jax is what, like 0-4 against Asuka?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she kept going on about, like, I'm the only one that can beat Asuka. Like, so for some dumb reason, she was, if Nia Jax beat Asuka, she would be added to the Raw Women's Championship. Even if Asuka decided to go against Charlotte for SmackDown, Nia Jax would just get the Raw Women's Championship match. Which is.
Yeah, I think that right there kind of solidified the fact that you were going to lose, because they haven't decided, or Asuka hasn't decided who she's fighting. So how can they, you know, predetermine that she's going to be in this match, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with it.
Nothing.
Because we didn't even talk about Ronda Rousey.
Well, we're getting to that.
Oh.
That was the third women's match of the night, Ronda Rousey versus Triple H.
Pretty much. So actually, this is going to bring up a large debate we had in our in our chat last night. If you're listening to this and you're a wrestling fan, be sure to follow our Twitter at RedLightGG right up before the big event, because we do a prediction contest for every pay-per-view. We have a three-way tie right now between all three of us, actually, because we all pretty much have the same thoughts.
I shit the bed last night, though.
But you did really well at the Royal Rumble, so that's why you're up there.
You want to look really sad, though, is that these two nerds actually watch wrestling, and I just tune in once a month.
Yeah. I mean, see, anyone can join. So, yeah, feel free to join up. It's even if you join in late, you could still win, because one of us could just suck really badly.
Yeah, my brother's actually just texted me saying that he has created an account, so he will be joining us. Perfect. starting
Nice.
Next one will be Fastlane, which is in 2 weeks.
Oh, go ahead.
Is that right? 2 weeks from now? Wow.
I think it is.
Because WrestleMania is, what, like 5 or 6 weeks?
Yeah, six weeks.
Awesome.
So, not to like totally derail this, but it was a question that my brother brought up to me this morning, or this whenever I talked to him, I don't know. But when does this tournament of ours end exactly?
The final pay-per-view of 2018.
Okay. Which is going to be what?
That's Survivor Series. Is it?
No. TLC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is in December, I believe. December 18th or something like that.
So, yeah. For those of you who don't know about our prediction series, we basically just have, you pick the winner or the outcome of each match, or most of the matches at least. And then we have a couple of, like, wild card questions. Like, how many tables are going to break?
Yes. One of us, this question caused a lot of controversy with us yesterday. So, the question will always be asked, how many tables are going to be broken throughout the night? And a normal wooden table and a normal commentator's table counts for one. But the Spanish announce table, because of the long standard history of breaking, counts for 2 points. And it's all clearly drawn out there. What we haven't cleared up, because it hasn't actually happened yet, is should it be closest without going over or just closest? Because our issue yesterday was during Ronda Rousey's contract signing, which, in case you don't watch wrestling, Ronda Rousey is now a WWE wrestler, and she signed her contract last night at Elimination Chamber in Las Vegas, and it ended as most contract signings do, with someone getting put through a table. In this case, it was Ronda Rousey doing a beautiful arm drag to Triple H through a table.
Which, I thought it was a belly-to-belly suplex.
Yeah, whatever it was. Oh, it was an arm drag at WrestleMania. So it was, she body slammed him through a table, which is pretty cool.
Indeed.
Now the table broke. So naturally we looked to the standings to see what prediction for tables was. I put 2 and Connelly put 0. So the final count was 1.
Yeah. So
now I feel that if you put 0 and a table breaks, that shouldn't count.
Well, that's why it could be closest without going over.
And not being 0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one got a point just
because. Because zero is, in my opinion, 0 is a very specific choice. Yeah,
it is.
Yes. That is why. You're
betting that nothing's getting broken.
Yeah.
That is why I say we move to ban 0. And just immediately start everyone at 1. And if we can choose to go higher than 1.
Because but I that think way, 0 is a specific number, because if you pick 0... 0 is a
specific bet.
Yeah, because if you pick 0, you win. And if no tables get broken. Because that could be like a super ballsy bet for like Extreme Rules or something.
Maybe that should be like a bonus, like a 3-pointer. You know, if you call 0 and it happens.
Oh, yeah.
You know, boom. That's 3 points for you, baby.
Yeah. Well, we'll clear this up for Fastlane, because we'll have all this cleared up for WrestleMania, because that'll be the big one.
Sure.
Yep. We're gonna gather the rules committee. We'll hammer this all out over
the rules committee, which is
some tables and stuff.
And this is all conducted through a Google form, so you don't need to send us any papers or you know any of that crap.
And if you want to do it by mail, sure.
Yeah. Go ahead. And it's free.
Yeah,
we'll set up a PO box. No,
yeah, but so if you want to give us money,
And also, don't feel bad about starting late, because after WrestleMania, all WWE pay per views are going to become dual branded and 4 hours long.
Woo woo!
So there'll be plenty of time to catch back up.
Yeah, my Sunday's about to get real busy.
Yeah, my God.
Is there a day that there is not wrestling?
No, the answer is no, because every day is Rusev Day.
Every day is Rusev Day.
But that you don't, not all the time, you don't wrestle every Rusev Day, only most Rusev Days.
Even Rusev Day to rest day.
The crowd broke out into a Rusev Day chant.
Can we just talk about how great the Las Vegas crowd was?
They were on point. They were straight up on point.
During the super boring Bray Wyatt versus Matt Hardy match, which Matt Hardy, to his credit, got that crown into his palm of his hand so easily. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
When he was doing, the crowd started out doing the wave. Matt Hardy just started controlling the wave. And he got it. Like, he was able to get them to control the wave with his hands. It was,
yeah,
that was impressive. Matt Hardy was trying so hard to make that match watchable.
Yes, he was. I think he did a good job.
He did. He was, and like, I felt bad for Bray Wyatt too, because he was also trying. Like, it just wasn't a very good match, and the story kind of sucks.
Yeah, they kind of put that Woken thing into the ground. Like, they just need to let him do what he does, I think, yeah, and get WWE creative the hell out of there.
Yep.
Just let him do him.
Also, can we start a petition to fire the producer for his 60 million jump cuts in 2.5 seconds?
Oh, sweetie, yeah, that's been happening for years.
I know, but now I'm invested. So
yeah, it's Kevin Dunn is not a very good producer. Oh, there's
now we start the campaign Cage for producer.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I guarantee you have the video training.
Yep, I'll just press switch a camera every like 10 seconds, and that's already less than Kevin Dunn does.
I wonder if he's got one of those like water statues that like has the bird going up and down.
I'm sure he does, like,
on a switchboard.
I'm sure it's like four of them and they're going really fast.
What yeah. he actually has one of those cat toys that just like, you know, spins around randomly.
That they have in the Chinese restaurants?
Whatever it hits. No. Like, it's like an actual toy for a cat. And
oh, yeah.
It just spins around randomly. And whichever one it lands on is what camera it switches to. And that explains why there's so many jump cuts, because sometimes it goes like all the way around 3 times, but other times it stops, like, you know, it goes, stops, and then immediately goes back and stops. So
I think they use the same methodology to figure out who wins in a Roman Reigns match. They just put like a circular wall of things, LOL Roman wins, all over the thing. So the cat always lands on Roman wins.
Well, no, there has to be like at least one little sliver of like John Cena, you know, but it's small. You can't see it. So it doesn't matter.
I see what you did there.
Expertly done, sir.
That was good. That was good.
I try sometimes. My brother would be proud.
Yeah, I like it. Well, speaking of Roman Reigns, so the men's elimination chamber saw Braun Strowman eliminate 5 men and
WWE record.
Yes. That, which, again, I have a problem with, because they're talking about how Braun Strowman set more eliminations than has ever happened in elimination history. Only because there's the only time in elimination chamber history where there's 7 guys in the ring.
Right. Technically, he should have won because he eliminated.
Yes. In any other elimination chamber match, he would have won. But no, Braun Strowman essentially destroyed the chamber and virtually murdered everyone, only for Roman Reigns to come out on top.
Yeah.
But then, of course, Braun gets pinned after, like, you know, 18 spears and getting
thrown to the super punches.
Yeah, it was. They did make it seem at least like it takes a lot to take him down.
Yeah.
But then, of course, he gets pinned. Braun Strowman no sells it, stands up, and just beats the crap out of Roman Reigns again, which is so nice. That just seems to me like they're leading for have Braun involved in that match in some way. Because, what, is it going to be like the 4th year in a row Roman Reigns will have main evented WrestleMania?
When are we going to call it Roman Mania?
You know Vince is doing that backstage.
He's probably wanking off to it.
Well, maybe he's too invested in the XFL now. Wait a minute. Guys, Roman Reigns used to play in the CFL.
What?
What?
Connections.
You just done Kevin Bacon this shit.
Yep. Roman Reigns is going to become the new star of the XFL.
Oh, no.
What if that's how they do kickoff? The first team to get the ball from Roman Reigns gets to take possession first.
At the end of the first season, bizarre twist of fate, no team has gotten the ball.
I'll tell you what.
In a 16-way tie.
Roman right now is going 100% kayfabe.
Yep.
Oh my God. On Raw.
What's right he doing? Now.
He's like Rome, or he's like Braun, or yeah, Braun. Jeez, Brock Lesnar is not here, but he was supposed to be here. He's an entitled piece of crap who's hiding behind his contract. So I'm like, this is fantastic.
Oh, Roman,
never change.
Never change.
Maybe change a little.
Yeah, a lot. Maybe just a lot.
But I do think the best chant from last night was during the whole confrontation thing, Stephanie McMahon slapped Ronda Rousey.
You effed up.
Yep, and the whole crowd just started going like, oh, you fucked up. You fucked up.
Watching them try to edit that on Raw this morning or tonight. Oh, my God.
Oh, it was glorious.
And it was very clear. Very, very well done, crowd.
Kurt Angle was loving it.
I salute you, Las Vegas crowd.
Yeah. You got our Red Light Gaming shout out of the week.
Yeah.
To the Las Vegas crowd at Elimination Chamber.
The true MVPs.
Yeah. Anyone else have anything else to say about Elimination Chamber?
Seems to me that the face shots were very prevalent.
Yes.
That's true. I don't think I've seen more faces get bounced off of a floor.
Oh, yeah. Plastic surgeons are loving life.
Indeed.
They got, especially in the women's match, they were just repeatedly smashing Bayley's face into the mat.
And that was like a recurring joke in the Discord for the entire event. It was all, oh, there's another broken nose. You know, how many broken noses?
Yep. It's like they fake punch and everything, but then they really shove their face into the mat really hard.
Yeah. The one thing that I thought was funny, I guess, was when after the women's elimination chamber, they were interviewing Alexa, and she's being all nice, and then she just stopped. She's like, nope, you were all terrible. You'll never be as good as me.
Just the only thing your hopes would be and dreams. That better would be like the scratched record track.
Right. It's like, now you might be wondering how you got here.
Let me break it down.
I think I just bumped my mic. I apologize to all my listeners.
My ears are ripped now.
Sorry.
Rip. Nah.
Yeah, that was a great turn of character there. It looked like she was going to go like all nice girl and then just so masterfully turned it into a like heel promo. It was great.
I will say, you know, being in the Discord can take one of those, you know, mediocre pay-per-view events and kind of flip it around and make it quite enjoyable.
Yeah.
Not that I'm part, you know, biased or partial or anything, but
hey, JT,
you should get in on that.
Where can you find this Discord?
Well, you can find that at the URL redlight.gg.
Oh,
what
good.
Is Discord?
What is Discord? Well,
I was trying to explain that to someone today. I basically described it as like Skype, but not sucky and for gamers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Like Slack. I mean, if you're familiar with Slack, it's almost exactly the same thing.
You know,
better.
I'm actually part of the Discord Hype Squad. I feel like I should know the answer to this.
I applied for that. I didn't get it. And I haven't heard back yet. I got an email saying you'll definitely get a response.
Yeah, so essentially Discord is a program that allows you to not only chat, but also to do voice over IP and also screen share and stuff like that. They have a lot of cool baked-in features for gamers, such as like a streamer mode. If your friends are playing a game, you can see what they're playing. Some games even have the functionality. You can just join. Yeah, where you can join in. It now links with Spotify, so you can have cool little listen parties and take turns DJing and stuff like that. All in all, it's a really good piece of kit. It is free to use. You can pay $5 a month for Discord Nitro, which lets you use emotes from any server, as well as have like a GIF avatar. Mine is currently Yukihiro Soma from Food Wars. Yeah. Join us.
Did you just call Discord a piece of kit?
It's a piece of kit, yeah. KIT. It's what we use. Yeah,
I know. I know.
You know what, JT?
Well, all right then. That, now that we're suddenly plugging Discord, not just ours, the actual company itself.
I said join us. Join
That's
us.
True.
Yeah, join our Discord though. Ours is better.
And we don't ours want you to don't join anyone else's. We'll make lobbies for you guys to talk about everything you want to talk about.
Yeah.
You don't need anywhere else.
We have a pretty active community, actually.
Yeah. And then we'll determine that nobody's actually using those lobbies and we'll close them. But
yeah, we do that a lot.
Evicted.
No, anyway, join us on the Discord. About
it. Yeah. Now that we got our daily plug out of the way. So one thing that came out this week that was really interesting. Have you guys ever played the game Papers, Please?
I have.
I have as well.
Yeah, glory to Arsarska.
Yeah.
Did you see the short film that came out about it?
I have not. And when I read this on our little, you know, show notes, I got very excited because that game has so much potential for stuff to come out of it.
It was good. So they released, I mean, if you play the game, it's basically just a movie of the game, which kind of ties into what we talked about last week. But it was, it really does a good job showing like the moral issues of the game in a more live action version. It is in Russian, but it does have English subtitles. But yeah, it's a very... I recommend you guys check it out. You can just search it up on YouTube to check it out because it's a little hard to describe now because I don't want to spoil anything. But
yeah, I'm going to have to check that out.
We'll post a link.
Yeah.
Where are we going to post that link?
Redlight.gg.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. There it is again.
And Discord.
And our Discord, yeah.
You know, speaking of film... I saw that there's another Pacific Rim movie coming out. Is this
I'm
true?
I'm very excited.
Yes, it is true.
Oh, man.
I when I first found out about the film, I went to the website, and you can sign up to become a Jaeger pilot on the website. And so you, like, put in your phone number, and they send you text messages that...
Wait a minute. I can get a job?
Yeah, you can get a job.
A Pacific Rim job?
Yeah, you can. Hey.
Oh.
The setup. That was the alley and the oop right there.
Oh, Shazam.
That was good. How long were you holding that one in?
A while. Yeah. Longer than I'm going to admit.
Oh, man.
Just let me have this, man. Let me have it.
It's yours.
we actually didn't plan that. Like, I didn't know you were going to come in with that. So, worked for me. Speaking of film... I went and saw Black Panther over the weekend, and it was really enjoyable. I really enjoyed everything about that film. It looks gorgeous. The storyline, I thought, was great. It was one of the better origin stories, I think, if you want to call it that. So, yeah, go watch it. You know, have fun, enjoy it, and come talk to us about it in Discord.
What's the background of Black Panther? Like, I'm completely ignorant of that character. All I know is he's a black superhero. That's all I've got.
So, he's the king of a fictional country in Africa called Wakanda, which, although the rest of the world believes is a quote-unquote third world country, very poor, is actually the most technologically advanced and richest country in the world because In the world of Marvel, there's a material called vibranium. Vibranium?
I know of this material.
Yeah. It's what, like...
Captain America's shield, right?
Yeah, so it's made out of that. And Wakanda was built on top of a meteor that hit the Earth that was composed mostly of vibranium. So they have access, you know, pretty much unlimited access to the rarest... most valuable material on Earth, and that's why they're able to advance so quickly in technology, and they have like super cool hovercraft and things of that nature.
So he's more akin to Batman than he is to, say, Superman.
Yes and no, because he's rich, but he in order to become the Black Panther, they actually like ingest some sort of fruit. I think it made like the meteor hit, it exploded, and some of the
eat a bunch of pomegranates and kick ass.
Yeah, the it's actually acai, but no.
He showed you up.
Yeah, the vibranium meteor, when it hit, like changed the flora, and so like some of their fruits are special. So they actually are, the Black Panther actually does have superpowers, like he's super fast, super strong, blah blah blah. But he also has a really awesome suit that helps him out a lot. So
okay, so a Batman
and a Superman
and hybrid.
Yeah,
nice.
I like it.
Cool. I'm gonna be seeing it soon. I think I'm seeing it Saturday.
Yeah, highly recommended. Two thumbs up.
No, I want to see it. I'm excited. Speaking of film.
Yeah.
I don't have another thing out there. I just want it to fit in.
Movie jokes. Glory to Arthurska.
Yeah. There was, well, I did see a movie this week. What was it? Well, I watched at work. I watched the first 20 minutes of Finding Nemo almost every day.
Nice.
One of my students, that's the only movie he watches. And so we watched the first. Oh, yeah. Now, fun fact about the Finding Nemo, right around 1956 is when Bruce the Shark comes in, which I always thought was later in the movie, but it turns out it was like one of the first things that happens.
Fish are friends.
Yeah.
Not
that fish. Scene takes place around 23 minutes into the film. So I now know most of the minute-by-minute analysis of Finding Nemo.
For the first 20 minutes.
Kind of braggable.
Well, now whenever he watches it, I like make him skip ahead. So I get to a different part. Because I'm like, dude, you know what happens. The first 7 minutes consist of like the sad music, and then Marlin and Coral looking over their reef, and then they go, Marlin does some weird, awkward flirting things, and then the Barracuda comes, and then at around 7 minutes is when the title screen comes up, and then Somewhere Beyond the Sea happens. And then, like, first day of school. First day of school. No, 5 more minutes. Not you, me, Dad.
Wow. So
there you go.
There's our reenactment of Finding Nemo, brought to you by C. Cage.
Hello.
Speaking of Coral, The Walking Dead is back.
Don't do it.
Oh, Coral! I wasn't sure
where you were going with that.
But yeah, I'm not going to spoil it. If you watch the... I don't even watch that show, and I know it happened, but if you watch the last episode of the first half of the season, you know, this episode was really sad. And yeah, that's all I have for Walking Dead week.
Really sad because it's the death of the comic book.
Huh.
Like, them doing the comic book in this show. Like, as a comic book reader, F the Walking Dead show.
I mean,
I'm going to talk that later now that I think about it.
All right, we've given JT a reason to rant.
Now, I will spoil it.
Spoiler alert that.
I will spoil Walking Dead right now. It was spoiler a little alert. Weird when the aliens came in and abducted all the zombie women and brought them to another planet. That was weird.
Did you know that the aliens in The Walking Dead are only weak to water?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they are also kaiju.
Oh, wait, that explains why M. Night Shyamalan was guest starring in that episode.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's why you heard faint whispers of Swing Meryl Swing.
Yeah, and that's episode. And that's why Tesla's big hit Signs was playing in the background.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, because, my God, that all makes sense.
Water. David Hasselhoff spent an hour eating a plate of assorted cheeses. It was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the Tesla thing makes sense because water plus Tesla's electricity is a great way to kill multiple zombies at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I guess, re-kill because they're already dead. I don't know. You know what I mean.
Yeah. It also was a little weird when Rick looked right into the camera and says, "Hey, America, you ready for this?" And then shot a zombie in the face.
Then he said, "It's a Tide ad."
Yep. Yeah.
And his shirt was clean and fresh.
Yeah. Crisp.
It was a Tide ad. And he got a clean shot.
Hey.
Oh, God.
We need a rim trap button. Maybe we can go at the Pacific Rim guys for a Pacific Ew. Rim shot.
Wow.
Got him. Hey, this is a family friendly show.
Not anymore, it ain't.
No, it's not. Bleep. Oh, man. Well, I don't know about you guys, but last week was my school vacation, which was sweet. I got a whole week off in the middle of February because, you know, I worked so hard watching Finding Nemo all day.
What productive things did you do with all that free time?
Well, you know, JT, thanks for asking. I got so much done. I raised a measly group of settlers into a budding empire. I led battles across the world. I drank a lot of beer. I went forth and visited new empires. Now, if you haven't got this yet, I played way too much Civilization VI last week.
He's not lying.
Yeah, from Wednesday, no, Tuesday through Thursday of last week, so that 48-hour time period, I put in over 20 hours of Civ 6 in that time. And so in that 48 hours, you factor in like, what, 8 hours-ish of sleep a day? So 48 minus 16, that's 32.
Math.
20 hours of Civ. That only left me 12 hours over 2 days to do stuff.
Like shower.
Yeah.
My boy.
Yeah, it was bad. Like, I had some weird dreams where, like, it got to the point where I was watching the news, and anytime they, like, talked about the foreign delegations or anything, I was expecting them to say, like, we denounce America, or just, like, stuff like that.
You're a warmonger.
Yeah. And, like, even at work, like, I was seeing unit yields and, like, it was bad. It was really bad. I need to take a break from that game, but I know I'm not going to.
Nope.
I just like, nope. Let's play Civ.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's going to be like the cousin in Grand Theft Auto that's like, let's go bowling. He's going to be like, let's play Civ.
In my most recent game, though, I made my religion bees with a question mark. And I love it because the city states pop up saying, like, Brussels wants bees. Like, no, you don't. Who wants more bees?
Yeah. God's Nico.
See, I got a bone to pick with AJ about this Civ stuff. I did a stream on Thursday and played Civ together. And let me just say, I stayed up way later than I should have. The next day at work was a bad time.
Yeah.
It's gonna AJ's be fault. Fun. I pretty much ruined you and JT.
Yeah.
I think Connolly had it before any of us, but he never, you know, mentioned it. So
here's the thing. I still don't love the game. But it just still it's so addicting.
One more turn.
Yeah.
Get that tattooed on me somewhere.
Oh my god. But the Rise and Fall expansion added so much to the game. I will say that. It's Rise and Fall made Civ 6 a significantly better game.
Yeah. I love the heroic ages.
Yeah.
I almost like to get a dark age because then I know I'm just gonna whip out.
Yeah, getting a dark age in the first thing is great because you can just do everything the first turn of the was it Renaissance era?
Yeah.
Was that the one after Ancient?
Ancient.
I think Medieval.
No, Medieval's after.
Is it Ancient and Classical?
Yeah, Classical.
That's it.
So getting a Golden Age in the Classical is really easy. In my last game that I won, I've been playing two games right now. I won one of them. I was playing as the Aztecs, which is a stupidly overpowered early game Civ.
Yes.
Any
Those
unit,
Eagle Warriors, dude. Yeah,
any Eagle unit Warriors? You beat from an opposing Civ, you just gain a builder. You can use builders to make districts build faster. It's stupidly overpowered. So like the first probably 200 turns or so was went really well. Then I got into the mid-game slump, which I was talking to AJ about this. I don't love the mid-game of Civ 6 because it makes it seem like you're going to lose really hard.
Oh, yeah.
Because like you see all this stuff that's happening around you, and I was going for science or culture victory, and it made it seem like it wasn't going to get it. So it kept telling me I was like sixth place in both of them. I was like, how? I'm outputting stupid amounts of science. And then like it kept getting war declared on me, but no units ever came. And then like Gandhi ended up sitting next to me. So I was like, I'm going to be nuked at some point. So I was able to fight him back, but I was able to build up a pretty big navy, which Norway loved. And so then finally, after I got like out of that slump and into the industrial age, that's when it started picking up back up again. I was also playing this game on online speed, which made things really interesting. Because
yeah, it's very quick.
Yeah, it's really, really fast. And the one thing,
sometimes that's nice.
It's nice, but also because movement isn't changed at all. So to get a golden age is really difficult because you have a lot less time to do it and a lot less movement to do it with.
Yeah.
So you have to plan everything like one era ahead, which that made it a very interesting challenge. So eventually, like what I love about Civ 6, one thing I really like is a space victory for that. It's a real space race. I love it. In Civ 5, to get the science victory, you just kind of built units and put them to your capital, and that was it. But in Civ 6, you have to like research each technology separately, build a spaceport, launch like, was it 4 or 5 separate things into space? Yes, satellite, the moon landing, and the 3 Mars missions. So that's 5. And then you can like sabotage other countries' spaceports. So I built a fake spaceport to make people sabotage that one, but everything else happening in my other city. So I kept sending spies over to China to sabotage theirs. Because me and China both had the 2 Mars missions sent, and we're working the last one. So I just kept sending spies to sabotage the spaceport. And he was like too far across to actually like fight. So I knew I couldn't like sabotage it through war. And I beat him by 2 turns left before he got his. And then I was like, yeah. So then of course I clicked the one more turn button, and then China launched their Mars missions, and then they announced me for having more science in them. So I was like, you know what? Might as well decide just to have some fun. So I adopted that strategy card where anytime you have a strategic resource, you can just keep building units with that one copy. So I built 15 nukes.
Oh boy.
And went up to Gandhi and like demanded all the stuff from him. He didn't give it to me. Needless to say, Gandhi's not there anymore.
Turned it to glass, boys.
Yeah, the nukes are so much more devastating in this game.
What? One Halo right there, JT.
That's right.
The glassing of Reach. Press F to pay respects.
Yep. Yeah, Civ 6 changed a lot of good things about Civ 5, and it can only get better, too, with the next expansion.
See, so your strategy is great and all, but you could also do what me and JT do, mostly me, which is just pick the first person close to you and just start a fight with them.
That's why we're at war with Samaria in our game.
Pretty much. Because JT and I have a game going where he was being, his borders were being harassed by the Russians, and so he picked a fight with Russia. And I'm like all the way on the other side of the continent, so I can't help him. So I picked a fight with Samaria. Maybe I just don't like Samaria. I don't know.
Maybe.
But yeah, like in the game that you and I have, Cage, I'm at war with them, but I only have 2 actual units near them to actually do any fighting. So
yeah, and I share borders with them, so I'm getting attacked.
So I'm just, because I'm Australia in our game. So nobody comes near me because we're playing on like the actual continental map.
And yeah, I'm playing China, so like Sumeria is actually pretty close.
Yep. So that's fun. Like I have two quadriums outside one of their cities, and I'm just bombarding it, and that's all I'm doing because I can't actually capture it. For my quadrium, you're leveling up, so that's cool.
See, out of context, all this sounds really weird.
Yeah. Oh well,
it's weird. We're military geniuses. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Civ 6 is a really fun game.
It is.
A few weeks ago, I recommended getting like the $12 Humble Bundle and buying it. That's no longer the bundle. The bundle now is for Dark Souls 3.
And, which is also good.
Yeah, and one of the expansions for that. And I can't remember which one.
Ashes of Ariandel.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
So,
Overgrowth just announced for the other game for that.
Oh,
I don't know anything about that game, but I just know it was announced.
I think there's going to be more. Overgrowth is a game where you play as a warrior bunny. So, you know, if you want to play warrior bunny fighting games, you know, $12 and you get probably, you know, close to $100 plus worth of games. So,
yeah.
Fun
stuff. Sounds good. Well, speaking of games, what have you gentlemen been playing? Or is there anything you're looking forward to coming up in the next couple weeks?
So like you, I've been playing a lot of Civ 6. I've also been playing a lot of Fortnite, because the Season 3 has just released. Oh, Jesus.
Sorry.
So the Season 3 Battle Pass just came out. I bought the $25 version, which gave me, I think, 25 levels, and that was about it. But it's fun. I put a lot of, I don't think I put too much money into the game. I'm like sub $100 because I bought the Founders Edition for the PvE side, which I'm hoping will be a lot of fun. I enjoy it at least. And then I bought last season's Battle Pass for $10, this season's Battle Pass for $25. And I've just been playing a lot of solos recently because my friends don't like me.
Hey now.
And I've been getting decent. I'm getting multiple kills every game. I'm usually making it to top 10. I still suck with the sniper rifle. So if you want to play squads or duos, just hit me up on Twitter and we can make that happen. Games that I'm looking forward to, the game I'm looking forward to the most actually comes out tomorrow or something like that. I think it releases in 14 hours. And it's called Into the Breach, which is made by Subset Games, who are the people who made Faster Than Light, which is one of my favorite games. I've never actually won in FTL, but it's just so much fun to play. So I'm really looking forward to that. And it'll be coming out tomorrow. I'll probably buy it and stream it. So follow me.
Nice.
Self plug there.
Yeah. Everything is all right. All right, I'm done.
So me, being the guy that I am, I finished Xenoblade Chronicles 2. Totally loved it. I'm look still actually going
on the site.
What's that?
I said look for the review on redlight.gg coming
well,
up.
Well, I'm actually going back through because I want to unlock all of the rare blades. And what do you know? New Game Plus Edition is coming out in the next patch. So I guess I may actually play through it again and maybe I'll stream it. I don't know yet. But yeah, I finished that off. Felt real good. I've been playing Monster Hunter World as well. I switched over to the Fun Lance. My God, is it fun.
But it ruined cutscenes.
It does ruin cutscenes. The shield gets right in the way. You can't see anything except for the giant dino shield. It's crazy. As far as what I'm looking forward to, the Dark Souls remaster, I'm trying to figure out if I actually want to get that on Switch because, I don't know, the thought of playing Dark Souls on my Switch on the couch is kind of appealing to me. I don't know yet. And then also Final Fantasy 15 for Windows, which, F the haters, I loved Final Fantasy 15. I love just about everything about it. So, F the haters. I love it, but I'm really looking forward to the Windows edition. And I think that pretty much sums it up for me.
Also, your Palico looks like a fighting robot.
Oh yeah, he's dope now.
I mean, besides Fortnite and Civ, I really haven't played too many games the past couple weeks. Those have taken up a good chunk of my time.
Yeah, I'd like to play more Fortnite so AJ doesn't feel so sad.
Yep. I'm a sad boy.
Yeah. I'm still not very good at Fortnite. I get a kill sometimes.
We'll get you there.
Yeah, so, one day.
All right, I'll save this for the random rant, but well, that's actually our next thing.
Yeah, so. Why don't we, believe we're coming to the next logical conclusion of our podcast. Why don't we go to our favorite segment? Ready? 3, 2, 1, the random rant. Yeah.
For those of you who didn't understand that, we said random rants in three different ways.
Yep. So.
In Mandarin, French, and American.
And German.
American is a language.
Yep.
America. Might as well be.
If you imagine what it would be like to talk with a mouth minus all your teeth, that's what American is.
Whoa.
I thought we were just going to leave it off at talking with a mouth and was a little curious as to what you were thinking there.
Yeah.
Yes, us civilized Americans speak English. So.
All right, well, who would like to start this week's random rants?
Well, I'll go first because you guys seem to have more entertaining ones. So, and mine is kind of about Fortnite. So, okay. Well, first of all, Fortnite's going to be introducing a rocket pack, jet pack. Not sure how I feel about that, but Fortnite's also, yeah, pretty much, and heroes never die, but, the devs at Fortnite seem pretty good about taking things out if the community doesn't seem to like it, so I'm not too worried about that. At one point they were planning on doing like some sort of skill-based matchmaking and everyone like freaked out, so they nicked that idea. So I'm assuming that something similar will happen if the community really dislikes the jetpack. I kind of think it's going to be a consumable item. It's not going to be something that you can just use over and over. It'll be something similar to like the jump pad where you kind of
I was going
to
say jump pad teams kind of rack.
Yeah. So we'll see how that works. But the real point of this rant is I've been trying to increase in my gun skill while at the same time completing my challenges in Fortnite. Having bought the Battle Pass, I get two different sets of challenges to work on every week. And the one challenge is to play like 50 matches. Now, that's not normally a problem, but me being the type of person I am, I just wanted to like knock it out as quickly as possible. So I landed at Tilted Towers, so named because you usually get wrecked upon landing and, you know, get tilted. But that has not been the case for me recently. I land at Tilted Towers, I get like 7 or 8 kills, and then I make it to the top 10. So the whole point of me landing there was to just die quickly while improving my gun skill. But I'm improving my gun skill to the point where I'm just winning my fights.
He's an ninja in training, boys.
Yeah, I'm just winning my fights. I had one really good kill today where I found somebody in a house. I was trying to get a chest. He had gotten to it just before I did and had a wall built. And I noticed he got like a purple shotgun out of it, a tactical or something. So I waited for him by the wall. He could see me. I could see him. He edited a door into it, ran out with the shotgun, tried to shoot me, just completely missed. And I hit him in the head with my own shotgun, which was a pump, for 255 damage, and just immediately took him out. It was great.
Damn.
And then I hit him with the L dance because I felt like being BMing. Anyways, I guess what I'm saying is just get better at Tilted Towers. If you're going to land at Tilted Towers, be somewhat decent so that way I can get my games played. Okay? Thanks.
Ooh.
Damn, he's throwing out some shade there.
I caught it.
Well, you guys would be on my team, so it's okay.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
We'll bring you down.
Yeah. I'll go to like, oh, by the way, I need to have you guys like, you know, get knocked out 4 more times so I can revive you. So
I'm on it.
Sounds good. Already done.
Next.
Well, my rant today is not, I guess, I don't know if it's a rant or if it's more of a comment. So my students today were playing the, you know, that Bean Boozle game?
Ugh.
Yeah. Which, in its own, I guess my rant's about the Jelly Belly Company in a way, because they were making some gross sounds while they were playing it. I mean, they were all dramatic and lying, but it was still funny to hear. So we were trying to figure out how they got the idea to come up with these disgusting jelly beans. And it's pretty clear that just stolen directly from Harry Potter.
Yep.
But if that, even if that wasn't the case, my theory is that Jelly Belly made, just found this batch of really disgusting jelly beans, just didn't work, came out terrible. And they were like, hey, I got an idea. Instead of throwing all these away, let's sell them. And then someone smartly was like, but wait, Craig from Jelly Belly. This is, everyone's named Craig now. This is just a gross product. No one's going to buy that. And like, you're right. How can we market it in a way to make people buy it? So they did a lot of market research and found out people like doing challenges. So like, hey, let's make the gross jelly beans the same color as the other jelly beans. You'll never know.
In before Tide Pod flavored jelly bellies. That's
probably next.
Oh, no.
I'll probably like a blue and orange jelly bean. But also, someone also brought up a good point at work today as to how can they make like the socks flavor? How can they make that taste like socks? Here's my theory to this. It doesn't taste like socks. It tastes like gross. And they color it white and tell you it's socks. So subconsciously, now you know what socks taste like. Even though, now I don't know about you guys, but I've never eaten a sock. So I don't know what a real sock tastes like.
I mean, there was this one time where I had a sock in my mouth, but I was in someone's trunk of a car and I was kind of bound.
Okay.
I don't know if that counts.
I don't think it does. Oh. Did you actually like savor the taste?
I mean, I have nightmares about it every once in a while.
Are they like those nightmares where you have like the senses and can...
I know what it tastes like. I think I have to try these jelly beans.
So, now, not to get weird, but I'm going to get weird, okay?
Oh, this wasn't weird enough?
No. Okay. I feel like there's a certain subset of people who would know what socks taste like, and I'm fairly certain that this subset of people would overlap with people who enjoy 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, on a budget. Man.
So,
see, I thought you were going down the My Strange Addiction path, but nope.
No. I actually watched the first 50 Shades of Grey and fell asleep like halfway through. I don't know. The girlfriend wanted to watch it, and I'm like, it's on Amazon. Let's watch it.
Oh,
and then I realized it wasn't on Amazon, and I actually bought it. So,
oh, AJ.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, that happened.
Yep, that's the thing now. It's on the internet. Can't take it back.
Yep. Yeah, my rant is more against the Jelly Belly Corporation and how they are have this devious marketing scheme that I figured you out, Craig from Jelly Belly.
He's on to you.
How dare you?
My other rant is about how I just can't seem to find a rear view camera for my Ford C-Max.
Ford!
There's not much of a rant there. I just can't seem to find one.
Feels bad, man.
That's it, yeah.
So today I watched a video review in retrospect of Final Fantasy 13. And it brought back some rage in me. I liked Final Fantasy 13. You know, I accepted that it was, a very linear game and you were kind of forced to go here, forced to go there. But I kind of took that as part of the narrative because the whole underlying narrative of the whole game is kind of, you know, you're thrown into this cruel fate that you can't change, that you want to change. And I kind of, I don't know, maybe I overanalyzed it a little bit, but I enjoyed it. And it just kind of, you know, brought the anger towards a lot of the reviews that I that I read whenever that came out. You know, I was into it. I thought I was a freak of nature or something. Maybe I am. Whatever. But if you're on the gaming subreddit, it was on the front page today. It's actually a pretty good video to watch, but it just brought that back, and I had to say something about it because I liked the whole 13 series. Makes me weird, I guess. I don't know.
Nah, nobody's that weird. But we'll link that thread in the show notes.
Sure. Yeah.
Make it easy for people.
Yeah, I'll find it. And also, I have to say a big F you to The Walking Dead. So I'm not going to throw a spoiler out here, but, you know, I've started reading the comic, and I'm current with the comic. So let me just say they did something, you know, this season that kind of completely eliminated the possibility for two of my favorite characters to kind of have a relationship. They were kind of building it up, and then, oh, let's do this thing, and now we can't have the whole other story arc. So I'm kind of pissed about that. The Walking Dead is just going downhill, in my opinion. I'm not trying to sound like a comic book snob or anything, but the story delivered in the comic book is so much better than what they're showing us on TV. Like, yeah, I like the actor that plays Negan. I think he freaking kills it. But they just killed the narrative that's laid down in the comic. So what you're seeing from here on out is completely just whatever those idiots want to do now. It's so dumb.
The Game of Thrones did.
Yeah, although Game of Thrones stuck much closer to the books, I thought. I mean, yeah, they took some major liberties in certain areas, but this is just a complete deviation from the source material. Like, complete. If I were going to drop spoilers, I would elaborate, but I don't want to drop any spoilers. I just watched the last episode. But yeah, that's me for the week.
All right. Anyone have any other rants or anything else they want to throw up before we wrap this bad boy up?
Well, I'm moving in a little bit.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
down to South Carolina. All right.
Yeah. No, not there. But no, I'm actually in the process of looking at houses with my long-term girlfriend. So if any of you guys have any advice for first-time homebuyers, feel free to tweet me. It's at Echo TV, and I would greatly appreciate that. Thank you.
I got one tip for you right now. Do not waive the home inspection. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Okay. Must get that house inspected.
Works for also, me. Buy a plunger.
Yeah. You'll call
before you need it.
Guarantee it. Guaranteed. It takes, you look at a Taco Bell, bam, you've got a clogged toilet.
Also, make sure you thoroughly inspect the house for ghosts, because I've seen so many movies where someone buys a house and there's a ghost in it.
Yeah. Poltergeist, you know.
I actually wouldn't be opposed to our house having a ghost in it, because that means that we can then have our own movie.
Yeah, I would be a little opposed to have a ghost in my house.
Me too.
It depends on what kind of ghost.
I don't want my walls to bleed. I'm not down with that.
What if it's like Casper, though? The friendly ghost.
Casper can go fuck himself.
All right, then.
No, thank you.
No ghost is friendly.
No ghost. He's got a place to be, and that ain't my house.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Bam.
All right, Egon.
Got it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen of the Red Light Nation out there.
Wow, another week. Another episode.
Week, another week down, another boys. Book. We're getting good at this.
We saved the internet again.
Yeah.
Woo!
If you are listening to this through the website, be sure to find us on Apple Podcasts or Google Play or wherever you get your podcasts. I think it's up there. I know those two ones for sure. You can follow the main Red Light Gaming Twitter at Red Light GG. You can find us on redlight.gg. You can find all of the links to our articles we've been writing, the Discord's there. We're about to have a whole new series of articles coming out in the next couple weeks, so keep that in mind.
We're going to have a surge of content.
Yeah, where I got some things in the works. I know someone else does too. We will have some good stuff coming out for all you fine folks out there. You can find me on Twitter at CKHGaming.
I'm at Echo TV, ECKHOTV.
And I am at Real Josh Door.
For now. Surprised it didn't change in the time it took to record this podcast.
I considered it. I thought, figured. You know, maybe I could add like 3 R's to the end of it or something.
Oh my God.
Don't forget, if you manage to guess his next Twitter name before the podcast next week, you get to keep it, and I give you $1.
Yep. And I'm going to do any of your guesses dollar.
Involve the phrase sucks dicks, yeah. I'm going to be really upset.
If so, you can find the person who called JT or said that he sucked dicks in Fortnite, I think it was.
No, it was Overwatch. Overwatch.
Oh, in Overwatch. If you can find that player in.
Well, to be fair, I was playing a Widowmaker and I wasn't shooting the Pharah. So, you know, to be fair, I was kind of effing up.
Were you shooting other things, though?
I mean, yeah.
Well, there you go.
But I'm very indignant.
Oh, well, can I do the sign out?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. As always, everybody, you know, stay red and hold the door.
Ooh, I like that.
Wow.
All right.
I wanted to put a little game of thrones spin on it. It's fine. Okay, bye, everyone.
All right, that's mine now. I took it. Stay red, hold the door.